Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, On Fire for Jesus, Already in Progress.
So I continued to do this. Every few, I said, Devil, I said, I repented. You have no legal hold to me. You can't touch me, because right there in the same scriptures where we're going to be a little later, in John 4 and John 5, he said, my true children do not sin. They keep themselves from evil, and when you keep yourselves from evil, therefore the evil one cannot touch you. But I had sinned, and he did touch me, and he got a good pound on me. Now then, I've repented of my sin, and I'm commanding him to leave, and he don't leave. So I sat around in my office a little while, and of course, I'm getting one Kleenex after another. I mean, I'm really cleaning the place up here. So anyway, I walked out of my office, and I walked down, and of course, as I walked through the plant, you know, I'm not a normal Christian. I'm the kind of guy that say, you devil of hell, I command you to come out of me in the name of Jesus. And I'm talking just like that. You know, you go by somebody or go sit down in the cafeteria and get you a drink or something and say, devil, I command you to come out of me in the name of Jesus. The people pick up their stuff and go to another life. They never seen anybody like you. But I had that happen so many times in my life, so that didn't bother me. So after that whole day, I was not getting any better. It doesn't appear. I'm like Dave was that time when Dave come to me after a year. He said, Pastor, it doesn't appear to be working. I'm not getting well. I said, Dave, repent. The only thing that makes God's word fail is you and me. And so I told him, I said, repent, repent. And so he said, okay, Lord, I'm sorry, I repent. And so, but it wasn't working. Same kind of deal with Dave. If I hadn't have already known these principles with him, I would have never got him healed. But I continued. I went home that night, and when I got home, you know, even walking in the house, I said, you devil of hell, come out of me in the name of Jesus. Boy, and the fluid just running. Headaches just pounding. My wife said, what in the world is wrong with you? I said, I had a little encounter with the enemy today, and he made me sick. Of course, she watched me and listened to me for a little while we had dinner that night, and I'm blowing my nose and, you know, mopping up the floor where I'm dripping and all. I mean, she said, you've got the worst case of asthma I've ever seen in my life. I said, it's a demon. She said, I'm going to go get you some medication. I said, no, you're not. I said, no, this is a battle. This is between me and God and the devil, and I'm not going to let the devil beat me. I'm not going to go get no medicine. I'm going to kick that beast out in Jesus' name. Yes. So anyway, I went through the night, woke up two or three times, that stuff all over my pillow. I rebuked the devil. I'd done this for 4 days. 4 days, you know, you'd think after a day or two, you'd think, well, you know, this ain't working. But you know what the only thing that makes God's word fail? Us. That's exactly right. I mean, the promise is still there, isn't it?
Yes.
So whether it's working for me or not, don't mean any less than it's true. It's true. If God said it, whether I believe it or not, it's true, right? So I knew that. So every day, even when I'd go to work, on the way to work, I'm rebuking the devil. I command you, I have repented of my sin, all my sin. You devil of hell, you've got to come out of me. I'm not going to let you do this to me no more in Jesus' name. I kept getting bolder and bolder and bolder, but he don't leave. That fourth day, I'll never forget that day. I got up that morning and my whole face was covered with that fluid that leaked out of my nose, all brown looking fluid. It looked awful. I got up and washed my face with cold, warm water and washed it and dried it. I went out. My wife kept telling me, she said, if you just let me get you some medication. I said, no, this is an encounter with the enemy. I know now that I sinned. He couldn't touch me till I sinned. But when I sinned, he came in. I'm repented of my sin. I'm going to kick him out. So I got in my truck and I started to work that morning. And I was over on 35E, over here just about to 114. I'm driving down the road and I'm screaming by this time. You devil of hell, I have repented of my sin. You have no power and authority over me in the name of Jesus. I am commanding you to come out of me and leave me and go to the abyss. I am demanding. Now then, somebody said, you know, I don't understand why we have to do it more than one or two times. I'll tell you, even Jesus, when he was in the garden of with the demons, when he commanded them to leave, did he only have to command them to leave one time?
No.
Oh, if Jesus had to command them more than once, then what do you think we might have to do? Because I can assure you that mine and your faith ain't nowhere where his was. He was way ahead of us. But I know we got his kind of faith. And so I'm continuing. So I'm screaming. I'm quoting scripture like Luke 10, 19, and 20. I mean, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions. I'm quoting those scriptures. I'm quoting scripture that says I can cast out devils. I can heal the sick. And whatever I say in the name of Jesus has got to happen. I'm quoting, not just quoting, I'm screaming these driving down the road in my pickup. Then all of a sudden I said, now devil, I'm going to quote Luke 10, 19, and 20 one more time. And I guarantee in the name of Jesus, you coming out of me and you're never going to enter me again because I'm not going to sin. I'm going to walk holy and obedient to God's word. I quoted all those scriptures. I said, now go. And when I screamed go, I reached over and hit the dash of my pickup as hard as I could hit it with my fist and said, I command you to get out of me and never come back in Jesus' name. Go! And when I hit that dash, just like that, all of a sudden my headache was completely gone. I was completely delivered. I was completely healed. Everything was perfect. And then I looked up and I sat back in my pickup. I'll never forget. I leaned back, put my head on the back glass, and I looked out there. And going through the clouds was a great big marquee. It says Matthew 11, 12. What does Matthew 11, 12 say? Anybody know? Since the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven has suffered violence. But the violent take it by force. Did I just do that?
Yes.
I said, Lord, I'm kind of like Dave was in that scripture a while ago. He said he'd read that hundreds of times or many times and never got the revelation. I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I've read Matthew 11, 12. I've read that so many times, but I never understood it till right now. But now I got it. So if you repent of sin, in other words, if you sin, you open a door for sicknesses to come in because it's caused by demons. And that's their job. Their job, as I've said, they're the police officers that are walking around this. They're right here with us today. These demons, just like good angels, they're right here. They're waiting for you and me to make a mistake. Just like when you drive down 35 out there, there's police officers out there. And those police officers are good guys. They're not demons. They're good guys, and they're out there, and their job, when they hire in, their job is to take care of you. But if you get to breaking a law, guess what they're going to do to you? If I go driving down the road out there, just like one of the guys I was driving down the road with the other day riding with, he said, you know, isn't it amazing? He said, here we are running down the road, and the speed limit is 70 miles an hour out here. He said, we're driving 70. People are passing us all over the place. And all of a sudden, we come around the corner, and there's a police officer up there, and everybody hits their brakes except me. He said, I didn't have to hit my brakes because I ain't breaking the law.
That's right.
He said, why do people do that? People constantly live in a state of lawbreaking. And you want to know why you got a problem? Because you're constantly breaking the law. In fact, we just happened to talk about this. We hadn't talked about this in church in a long time. But right here, Cheryl and I went to dinner with a couple the other night. And on the way back, we got to talking about wives submitting to the husbands. And Cheryl said, yes, I had a problem. Now, this couple had never heard this. She said, I had a problem submitting to my husband, and it brought a pain in my body. And the woman says, what? And Cheryl said, yes. She said, well, I want to hear this. So Cheryl said, well, said my daughter here a few years ago, she wanted to have some kind of a filler put in her face where she had some little tiny wrinkles. And so when Cheryl went over there and saw her daughter wanting to have this done, she come home and told me, honey, I got a little problem with my lipstick on my lips. I want to have a little filler put in my lip. And I says, no. I said, no, absolutely not. She said, why? I said, because, honey, I said, I had been through all kinds of people I prayed for, like women that have breast cancer or women that have breast implants. and then something goes wrong in there and it creates cancer or something. So I said, I don't want you to do that. I said, you know, to me, and I'm the only man in the world you need to be concerned about, but to me, you're beautiful. You know, I said, I don't care how much wrinkles you got on your face. You're still beautiful. You're always going to be beautiful to me because you're my wife. So I said, I don't want you to go out. I said, what if you were to go out there and have that implant put in and it were to turn sour and it caused some kind of cancer and then you had a big old thing come on your lip or it swelled up and made a big old knot. I said, I couldn't even kiss you then. I said, I mean, you know, I mean, both of you husbands, don't you kiss your wives? I kiss mine. I think she's kind of sweet and I love to kiss her. In fact, she really makes me feel good when she says, you have the softest lips any man I've ever kissed. So anyway, we have a lot of fun together. But anyway, you know, when we were there in my office and while we were talking about this, she's giving me all this trouble and I'm saying, no. No. Yeah, she's down to begging, just like she said. She said, honey, please let me. I says, no. And all of a sudden, her center toe just pulls over sideways and just like the biggest, worst cramp you ever seen in your life. And she starts jumping. She jumps out of the chair, kicks her foot or her shoe off. She's like, honey, pray. So I'm praying. And she said, honey, pray. It's getting worse. Pray. I said, honey, I am praying. I don't know why it's not stopping. She said, well, ask the Lord. So I said, Father, in Jesus' name, why is this thing coming up on my wife? And just as clear as that quick, he said, your wife is not submitting to your authority. I said, honey, don't take this as an offense. Because, you know, this would be a perfect time, you know, for her to take this as an offense and get upset with me. She asked me to ask God what was the problem, and I asked him, and he told me. And when I said, honey, don't take it as an offense, but the Lord says it's there and that your toes are cramping because you're not submitting to my authority. She said, Lord, I repent. And guess what? In one heartbeat, the toe was totally normal. And she said, wow, it's not hurting at all.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministry. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled On Fire for Jesus, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.